This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Russia's President Vladimir Putin has backed off a threat by Moscow made earlier of retaliation for the downing of a Russian aircraft over Syrian territory the Kremlin said was indirectly caused by Israeli warplanes. Mr. Putin said it looks more like a chain of tragic accidental circumstances, but Israeli planes did not take down the Russian aircraft, he said, with the loss of 15 people. Russia's defense ministry earlier said Syrian anti-aircraft batteries downed the plane, but held Israel responsible for only giving Russia a moment's warning about an Israeli airstrike. Mr. Putin spoke about the incident with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, telling him agreements to avoid such dangerous incidents were not observed. Meanwhile, special UN envoy to Syria, Stefan de Mistura, welcomed the agreement between Russia and Turkey Monday to establish a demilitarized zone to allow radical elements to leave Idlib province with its 3 million inhabitants and avoid an assault on the last major rebel stronghold.
We are pleased that there is the escalation in one major area, Idlib. And now that we have this deal, there is no reason not to move forward expeditiously with the political process.
Damascus welcomed the agreement but vowed to pursue efforts to recover all Syrian territory. As Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa delivered his first State of the Union address Tuesday, opposition members of parliament walked out over the disputed election. Among them, Movement for Democratic Change National Chairperson Tabitha Kumalo.
We are saying Mnangagwa is illegitimate, and we want him to prove to us how many votes he can have. And there is the issue of us dealing with the issue of the stolen elections, which they have to be rectified.
Addressing Parliament, Mr. Mnangagwa told lawmakers the election is passed and it's now time to focus on delivering promises made to the electorate. This is VOA News. There was renewed violence between Israelis and Palestinians Tuesday, with Israeli troops killing two Palestinians in clashes along the Gaza border. The clashes occurred late in the day at the Eretz checkpoint as Israel began observing the Yom Kippur holiday. Dozens were injured as youths threw stones at troops and set fires. In Jerusalem, a Palestinian man was shot and killed when he tried to stab a Jewish worshiper. In a joint statement Wednesday at the Inter-Korean Summit in Pyongyang, South Korean President Moon Jae-in said North Korea has agreed to abolish its key missile facilities in the presence of foreign experts and close its main nuclear complex if the U.S. takes unspecified reciprocal action. Mr. Moon said for the first time, both Koreas agreed to a specific step toward denuclearization. He called it meaningful. At a joint news conference, they pledged to turn the peninsula into a land of peace without nuclear weapons or nuclear threats. Kim Jong-un said he will visit Seoul in the near future. President Donald Trump tweeted, "The news is very exciting." The International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor, Fatou Pensouda, Tuesday opened a preliminary investigation into alleged crimes targeting the Rohingya Muslim community in Myanmar, also known as Burma.
The judges of the pretrial chamber 1 have confirmed that this court may indeed exercise jurisdiction over the alleged deportation of the Rohingya people from Myanmar to Bangladesh, as well as, potentially, other crimes under the Rome Statute.
At the same time, a UN fact-finding mission on Myanmar issued a lengthy report denouncing what it called the extreme brutality of Myanmar's security forces. Myanmar's ambassador in Geneva denounced the report as one-sided. Britain and Finland have frozen funding to Zambia, suspecting it's been misused. President Edward Lungu said in a statement late Tuesday he wanted a speedy and decisive investigation into the matter. The freeze comes as Zambia struggles to control a rising external debt. U.S. and Canadian negotiators will meet Wednesday for another round of trade talks aimed at forging a replacement to the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. Canadian Foreign Affairs Minister Chrystia Freeland, who heads her negotiating team, said there'll be no negotiations in public.
I think that agreement has served us well. It has helped to create a real atmosphere of trust and good faith at the negotiating table.
The U.S., which reached a separate deal with NAFTA partner Mexico last month, has imposed a deadline of October 1st. Wall Street rallied Tuesday despite lingering and escalating trade tensions with China. The benchmark Dow Jones Index adding 185 points to close at 26,246. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.